I told you that Blessed Hope Baptist Church was started and some landmarks was established many, many years ago. I want to continue a little bit of that tonight because I want you to have some kind of an understanding as we enter into this 30th year celebration. I want you to have some kind of understanding of where Blessed Hope Baptist Church has come from, where it's done its best to maintain, and hopefully it'll continue in the future. We believe it's the work of God. We've seen God's hand in it so many times, and just over and over the years, seen what God has done. If you'll remember last week, we talked about the Bible being the Word of God. We understand that. That's a landmark. That's established. That cannot be moved. It's the Word of God. That's what's preached here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. We also discussed about soul winning and the importance of soul winning. That's what it's all about. It's what God wants us to do is win souls to Christ and get people saved. I cannot tell you how many people over the 30 years has been saved at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, but I know there's been a gob of them. There's been a lot of them that's come to Christ over the years. And thank God for that, because that's what God sent us to do. We also talked about children's ministries last week and the different children's ministries that's been established down through the years. And we've done this from the very beginning of the church. You know, I couldn't remember last week, but I got to thinking about it after we was talking about teens and the teen ministry. And I'm pretty sure, Brother Don, you and Gene, were not you involved in that right after we got started? Brother Don Meyer, see, they came to us right after the church started. They came to us that year, and I think Gene started coming in the summertime, Don got saved in December. I remember that. It was near Christmas. I cannot remember the exact all about it, but it was near Christmas. And they began to help us and work with the teens. We've always had a teen ministry, and thank God for that. And God has developed that down through the years. So we talked about that, and I got to thinking about that, and I thought it would be well that I would mention that. Because that was so important, you know, that we got started right off, 30 years of it, working with children, working with teens, just going on for the Lord. Then also, I talked to you last week about the missions, and we spent quite a bit of time on missions. We're a mission church. We believe in missions, amen, getting the Word of God out, and we just believe that all across the world. And we've always tried to be a missions church, and we want to continue that. It's a landmark that cannot be moved. Cannot be moved. It has to continue. Amen. You can't survive in the right kind of church. You can't survive without missions, without giving the mission, spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. So I wanted to tonight to just share some things with you. Way back in the beginning, in fact, when right after Don and I got saved at Rock Run Baptist Church and over on the other side of Brazil, Indiana, it wasn't long God began to use us in when I say small ways. We didn't know a whole lot. We was pretty dumb, but we just volunteered for everything. And God began to use us, and we even started going, even at that time, and I was not a preacher, but we started going working in nursing homes. And we'd take teenagers. I remember one time we had so many teenagers stuffed in that old red Buick, a station wagon Buick. I mean, their legs was hanging out the windows and everything else. And we took them down to the nursing home, and we had services. And here this guy didn't know nothing about him being a preacher, but he done his best to try to teach him something. And way back then, I've always had a heart for nursing homes. And right after, I think I told you that this morning, Brother Bobby, he preached down at the nursing home today. Well, his daddy preached in that same place 30 years ago on the 27th of May for the first time at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. It's exciting. You know, you think about it. So I guess what I'm saying to you is this. We've always had nursing home services. And since that day, we've always had people, not only as the pastor preached many, many, many times to older folk, but we've had people step up to the plate and has been faithful in nursing home services all down through the years. And not only doing the preaching, well, we have now Brother Brewer doing the preaching, Brother Beller doing the preaching, Brother Bob doing the preaching at three different nursing homes. But not only that, we have people that go and are a blessing to those people. And I'm just saying to you, that's been a landmark that we established many, many, many years ago of reaching the elderly for Christ. And I think it's so exciting when we come in and get a report, somebody got saved. Some older person got saved. I know Bob and Betty Townsley, they gave me a report this morning about an older gentleman. And I think she said, did you say around maybe around 65? Some gray beard and all of that. And I thought, yeah, that's true. That's old. No, I was just kidding, though. But isn't that exciting? when someone up in years gets saved and ready. Well, that's what's happening at our nursing home services from time to time. They're not, you know, you don't get them by the hundreds saved, but you get them once in a while. You pluck one here and pluck one there, and that, to me, is exciting. And that's a landmark, and we don't ever want to let it slip. And thank you for those who come and go and help in those services. Thank you so much. You're such a blessing to the church and to the work of God there in those nursing homes. So we're still holding nursing home services just like we always did. And another thing is this, that we've always done down through the years, is tried to help the poor. Now, folks, I realize, I understand, but I want to tell you something. We have a Joseph Storehouse ministry, and I am so thankful for it. And Darla and Craig Klein just do such a wonderful job at this. I'm not just standing to brag on them, but they do such a wonderful job on this Joseph Storehouse ministry. And we have basically done that all of the years. We've always give. We've given to people at Christmas time and other times and tried to help. Some we could always do more than we did before. But I'm saying we put a lot of money, a lot of effort. You people put food into this, and it goes out and helps the poor. I am so thankful. If you read in the Bible about the poor, you'll find out we better help the poor. We better help them. And so, Darla, I see you sitting back there. Craig, I can just say that we're going to be missing them, I think, somewhere in August or September, going to France. And I need a couple that is willing to work that ministry. Now, what I'm going to say to you is this. Don't take it on unless you're willing to work, because it is a job. And I call them up. I use sometimes get the calls. Other people get the calls, but a lot of times I get the calls. I call them up, and they just take over. They just go visit them. They see what the need is. And not only that, they make sure the gospel is given to them. And for that, I am so grateful and so thankful for what God has done in that ministry. So I'm saying to you, if God would touch your heart, and you'd be willing to work with this pastor and in a great ministry, and it is a great ministry, you'd have to be willing just to, you know, in the next day or so after you get the call, you've got to go. You've got to see to it. You've got to take care of it. So if you'd be willing to do that as a couple, and we do need a couple, we need a man and a woman. So please, I want you to see me, okay? And we're going to miss these dear folk, because one of the reasons I want to get this settled soon is I want them to train them people. They've done such a wonderful job. Let them train and tell them how they've done it. And it's been a blessing, okay? So if you feel like the Lord would have you do that, would you please see me, all right, sometime concerning that? So anyway, we've always, always helped the poor. Another thing is a landmark at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. We've always preached. We've always told our people. You know, if you're going to be a servant at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, you're going to be faithful. It's impossible to do a ministry for God and not be faithful to the house of God. To be faithful to Blessed Hope Baptist Church, it's a necessity. It's a must. And we've stressed that down through the years. We can't do it any other way. Faithfulness and godly living. I believe that people work in ministries at Blessed Hope Baptist Church ought to live like that. I believe they ought to be faithful and they ought to live godly lives. Okay? You know, you say, well, Brother Ross, can you always control that? All I know is this. That's what the pastor of this church expects, and that's what God expects, is godliness. And we must do that. So it's very important that you be a faithful person. You're faithful at the services of God's house. That's Sunday school, that's Sunday morning, that's Sunday night, that is also Wednesday night, and that revival meetings and all those things. You need to be faithful in God's house. Amen? Absolutely. And that's what that's what your brethren in Christ expect. And that's what the workers here of Blessed Hope Baptist Church should do and should be. I want to say also in this, I want you to understand I'm an independent, fundamental Baptist. Now, I am not anything else. I'm not for liberal groups. I'm not for going to other churches. This pastor never goes to a church unless it's an independent, fundamental Baptist church. I don't ever go preach in a church unless it's independent, fundamental Baptist. And as long as I live, I'm not going to do it. You say, oh, these other people. Yeah, oh, yeah, these other people. They've took their stand where they stand. And I'm not on them. I'm not down on them. I'm an independent fundamental Baptist. That's the way I'm going to go out. Amen. And that's what Blessed Hope Baptist Church is. So when you hold responsibilities at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, you are under the realization that you must not just go out here and mess around with all these liberal churches and liberal organizations. If you're going to do that, help yourself, but don't have a position at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Do you understand? We've done this for 30 years. Why do I want to now go out and start running with the liberals? Amen? That's what we are. Okay? Independent, fundamental. Now, we've done this for 30 years, folks. I'm not going to shake loose from that. That's a landmark. Now, if you want to get messed up with somebody else, you go ahead, but don't you work here. Okay? Because we're independent, fundamental Baptist. Okay? I have no sympathy with the Pentecostals. I'm not against the Pentecostals. I leave them alone. I have no sympathy with them whatsoever. I'm not a tongue speaker. I'm never going to be a tongue speaker. We're not going to do it here. We're not going to have it here. And I'm not a sympathizer with them. Just mark it down. I've been preaching this way for years and years and years. Hopefully, Lord willing, I'm going to continue. Unless I get senile or something, go off my rocker. I'm going to continue. I'm going to continue to say the things I'm saying. Amen. That's the way I believe. I believe that with all my heart. I'm not going to go the other direction. You understand? And this church is not going to go the other direction. So just keep it down, okay? Mark it down. That's what we're going to do. We've done it for 30 years, and we're not going to change the landmark. Didn't gonna be moved. Okay? Another thing, I want you to go with me over to in your Bibles, the book of Hebrews, please. Show you another thing that I established soon after Blessed Hope Baptist Church was established. Began to realize some things and had an understanding of some things that I wanted to see the church be. Over in the book of Hebrews, did I tell you, 13th chapter of the book of Hebrews? I'm going to read to you two verses, and then we want to talk to you a few minutes. The Bible says in 13th chapter of the book of Hebrews, 7th verse, "Remember them which have the rule over you, and who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation." Look down in verse 17. "Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourselves, for they watch for your souls, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you." I determined many, many, many years ago that the Blessed Hope Baptist Church was going to be established on pastoral leadership. Amen. Complete pastoral leadership. The Word of God says that you're supposed to submit to those who rule over you. It's talking about spiritually. It's talking about in the house of God. That is what the Word of God says, and it isn't going to change. I just want you to understand something. Folks, other people, and many times through these 33 years of preaching, I've been preaching for 33 years, many times I've had people try to raise up and tell this pastor what he was going to do, what he was not going to do. I've had people sit in my office and stick their finger under my nose, I mean that close to my nose, and tell me, "I'm going to destroy you." For some reason, 33 years has went by and I'm still here. Now, God may take me, that's all right, but he ain't going to destroy me. I'm talking about those who said that. If you would see their lives today, it is a pitiful mess. Now, what I'm saying that simply is this. Deacons don't run churches. All over the area, I mean, everywhere you look, you see deacon-run churches. That's a no-no. It's pastors run churches. Deacons and deacons' wives don't run churches. Now, I know they do it a lot of places, but that's not the way it's done at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, and it's not going to be the way it's done at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. If that ever should happen at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, one of us is going to die. I don't know which one, but one of us is. You understand what I mean? I'm just simply saying, I'm serious. Never been more serious in my life. I want pastoral leadership. But why? Because that's the way God has established it. Another thing, women will never run Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Never. Never intended. Not saying you want to, but women will never run Blessed Hope Baptist Church. They are not supposed to. Look over, if you will, please, in Timothy, please, 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy, the second chapter of 1 Timothy, and just listen to this. There's many things that I could use, but I just want to show you. In verse number 9 of second chapter of Timothy, in like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel, with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly array, but which becometh women, professing godliness with good works. Let the women learn in silence with all subjection. But I suffer not a woman to teach nor to usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. What I'm saying to you is God never intended for a woman to run a church. I remember a time when I was visiting this church. I was called to come and preach in that church. I had no intention of taking the pastorate of that church. But anyway, I went to that church. It was a little old church, and I said, sure, I'll come preach for you. It was an independent fundamental Baptist, quote, quote. But anyway, it was, that's what they had on their door. And we went up to preach, and afterwards they came. The guy that was supposed to be the head of the board came to me and said, could we speak to you a minute? I said, well, sure, if I can be a help, sure. And he said, well, we just wonder if you'd consider taking the pastorate. And he said, just come meet with us a minute. And we went in, and there was three men, one woman on the board. I looked this way. I looked that way. Now listen to me. You know your pastor, but I was just as kind as I could be. I said, before you ask me anything, no thank you. I didn't say why even. I probably should have, but I didn't. I said, no thank you. I'm not interested in income to a candidate, to a pastor. A woman on the board of the church. And let me say something else. I'm a little bit leery of boards. Boards denote power and authority. You know what a deacon is? He's a servant. You know what deacons' wives are? They're servants. They're not bosses. They're not bosses. They have no right to tell anybody anything unless I've told them it's all right. Okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? No, you say, Brother Ross, you just... No. 30 years pastoral leadership. And we're going to keep it there. Didn't going to go any other direction. No. We're not going to move that landmark. Amen? Now, I don't know how you feel inside. You may be shaking your head, but you may be shaking your head no inside. I don't know. I don't know. But it don't make any difference. That's the way we're going to do it. Amen. That's a godly way. That's the right way. And it's supposed to be that way. And so we just want you to understand. Sometimes, over the years, I've seen men get a little bit proud, you know, and all at once they know more than the pastor knows. So they start kind of acting like they know more than the pastor knows, and pretty soon you got a problem. What that needs to do is just cut off at the legs. And then sometimes the women get a little bossy. They want to boss everybody around, tell everybody they're the deacon's wife, and they've got baloney. You're a servant. That's what you are. Now, I've asked many times ladies in our church to oversee something. And when I do that, I'm giving them the authority to oversee it, and they should do it. But they're doing it under my authority. Right? So if any woman comes around and starts bossing you, just send them to me. Say, why don't you go see Pastor Ross about this? Amen? I'm just saying all these things. I'm really honestly. You think I'm being mean. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm trying to establish and tell you that's the way it is at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. It's the way it's supposed to be biblically. And a church cannot function if it's not like that. Not function right. Okay? So anyway, not only that, over the years, we've established the landmark of family building. Family building. Try to do a lot of preaching on family building. I believe in families. If we don't build families, we're never going to have a strong church. Now, I don't know. You always hesitate to say anything, because by that time, something blows up. Amen? But just listen to me. If you will watch our church and look at our church down through the years, when pastors pastored, you've seen very little divorce. And that's the way it should be. Now, someone's going to say, well, you're against the divorce. You know better than that. But you've seen very little. You know why? I do a lot of work on building families. Folks, there's no excuse for divorce. You can say anything you want. There's no excuse for it. You get it right with God, serve God, walk with God. God loves you no matter where you are, wherever you're at. Go on for God, love God, walk with Him. And I want to guarantee you, this pastor loves you no matter where you're at in your life. But I'm telling you, I'll do everything I can to stop a divorce. I'm not always allowed to, but if you look back, you watch this thing. And then most of our folk are just sticking in there, sticking together, just doing it. They have their problems, they have their troubles, but they just keep at it. They just keep living for God, doing right, fighting, you know, going through these problems and troubles. So I believe in preaching for family and building families. I believe in building men as leadership. I've told you this before, I'll do it real quickly. Years ago, when I went into the pastry, I had seen so many other churches, these little churches, where most of the time, this is not a condemnation against them, but most of the time, the women was in the church, they was doing the running, and the men were somewhere off fishing or somewhere, or golf or something. They wouldn't come to church. And I seen that, and I said to God, if you want me to build a church, you give me men. I have prayed for men all of my life, in pastorate life. And you look around. In fact, the men, stand just once, please, just a moment, just stand. Thank you, men. Thank you, men. You know, you can't have a strong church without strong men. You can't have a strong family without good, strong, godly men. Now you say, Brother Ross, what that do with the ladies? That means the ladies come right along with their men and are thankful for them and grateful for them. You can never run a successful church without godly ladies. It's an impossibility. They're the servants. My goodness sakes, you can't get by. You can't do it. Godly ladies are so sweet and precious to the work of God. You see, but what I'm saying is you don't build the church on the women. You build them on the men. And I've prayed for that for years and years and years, and I'll continue to pray for that. But at the same time, I pray for good, godly, God-fearing, submissive women. Because we can't do without you. Just impossible. Amen? So I do my best to build families. I want to build men for God. And I want to build ladies for God. Good, submissive ladies that will submit to their husbands and submit to the work of God. That's what's needed. So Blessed Hope had a landmark many years ago that we was going to do our best to build families. Another thing is this, and if you notice, if you're right there in the scripture in chapter 2 of 1 Timothy, verse number 9, in like manner also that women adorn themselves in modest apparel with shamefacedness and sobriety, not with broidered hair or gold or pearls or costly array. I'm not going to go to the other scriptures. You know what they are. I'm just simply saying, you go to Deuteronomy 5:22. You can go to other scriptures. But God says, when it says something about a woman, you look at this. He says to the men in verse number 8, I will therefore that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. When he talks to the women, what's he say? They need to be dressed modestly. And down through the years, as we have understood and built Blessed Hope Baptist Church, we've done our best to preach toward modest dressing for ladies. It's important that you dress modestly and look like a lady and dress like a lady and dress like a man. That's important. It's a landmark at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. And ladies, thank you for dressing modestly. It grieves my heart when I see people come into the church, and sometimes people come in unsaved, and you've got to do your best and work with them and love them and want them here and want them to hear the word of God. But it grieves my heart when nakedness comes into the house of God. That grieves me. It should not be. It's not supposed to be. God wants ladies to dress modestly, and he wants you dressed like a lady, and he wants the men to dress like men. Now, I don't apologize for that. We preached this for years and years and years, and I'm going to continue to preach that. Okay? It's a landmark at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. Okay? Not only that, we've tried down through the years to be a friendly church. I believe something. If we can't welcome those that come in those doors and welcome them and be friendly to them, how are we ever going to expect them to ever come back? We have had many people tell us about the people who almost shake their hands off when they come in the door. But I'm saying to you, we got to continue to be a friendly church and welcome those who come through those doors. We cannot quit doing that. We've got to use that even as a landmark and be friendly and welcome the folk that come in those doors and let them know that they're welcome at God's house. And I mean, let them know it with a smile and a welcome to the house of God. One other thing is a landmark. It's a very important landmark. And through the years, I've built on this. I established it way back there, but I think I've built on the landmark and made it stronger, sturdied it up, and I should have, because a lot of the things has changed over the years, and that's music. There's a lot of things that's changed over the years, and we now see in the last quite a few years this thing on rock and all of these kind of things, supposedly Christian rock and all these kind of things, foolishness. They're not to be in the house of God. That's not for God's house. And so I'm very, very careful about the type of music we have here. You may think I'm too tight. Doesn't make any difference. I pastor Blessed Hope Baptist Church. That's the kind of music we're going to have. We're going to have good, solid music. I don't want the junk. I want something that says something that is good words and good tune. Because let me tell you, you can have all this type of music, and maybe the words sometime are good, but the tunes stink. You know, Pastor Ross, singers that get up here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church, you notice they don't get up here just to show off. I hope they don't and don't think they do, but they get up here and they sing for the Lord. We're not here to stick a microphone in our face and put on a performance. We're here to honor God. And thank God for the singers that come up to this platform and sing for the glory of God. And we're going to keep that landmark. I've fought for that years and years and years, and I probably still have to do some fighting, but it's not going to go south. It's not going to be moved. You know what I would do? I don't think I have to. I've got some wonderful men. We've got three men to do our choirs. But let me tell you something. If the choir music went bad, I'll guarantee you that choir would be shut down in a moment's time. And I ought to hear amen all over this place. Because I don't want any of the junk. I want good, solid music. I want these kids around here to grow up hearing good, solid music for the glory of God that'll honor Him. That's a landmark that we're not going to move. Amen. It's just going to stick in there and stay that away. Another thing is this. Down through the years, I've done my best, and I think, again, I've learned as I've grown. I believe something. I believe when God's men come our way, I believe we're supposed to take care of them. I believe when a missionary comes by, we don't hand him a $25 check. I believe that we get him a place to stay and hand him a nice love offering that he can get on down the road. We help him on down the road. I believe that. And I want to see to it that we take care of God's men that come through this place and come and stand behind the pulpit and preach to us. You know, you say, well, he just gets up and preaches. Well, why does he need so much money? Well, how about the time he spent getting ready to preach? How about the sermons he's worked on? How about the miles he's traveled, possibly? So we give him a good offering. We help him down the road. I believe that God blesses Blessed Hope Baptist Church. One of the reasons he does is because of that. I believe that when evangelist comes, and I've been so thrilled But when evangelist comes, I believe we ought to give them a good offering. Now, I believe that. I believe we ought to take care of them. They're God's men, and they've taken the time to come by here and give us a week or whatever it is of their time. I think we need to do that. Now, let me say something to you on pastors. I believe with all of my heart we ought to take care of them. But let me say, if a pastor is a pastor of a church, I don't probably go out of my way to give them a big amount because he's already getting a paycheck. If he comes by here and preaches, I'll give him a love offering. But I'm careful on that. That's just the way I do it. I want to make sure he gets what he should have. And maybe he didn't meet until last Sunday, or maybe he just had an open Sunday. I'm just simply saying to you, you've got to be sure that you take care of God's men. And I've tried to establish that landmark. We're going to take care of God's men. If I'm going to invite him in here, we're going to take care of him. Amen. Then I've saved this for last. I, for all of my life, have wanted Jesus Christ to be honored in our services. The landmark of honoring Jesus Christ can never, ever, ever be moved. We must do in everything that we do, everything we say, the preaching, the singing, all that goes on, the praying must be to honor and glorify Jesus Christ, the Son of God, God the Son. And I want that and will be a landmark for this church. I want salvation preached in this church in every aspect and every ministry. I want it from our Sunday school classes to our children's churches to whatever ministry we have here at Blessed Hope Baptist Church. I want the wonderful gospel of Jesus Christ preached. For that's where men is going to be, and men, boys, and girls are going to be saved. I say to you again, we must honor Christ in all that we do. Before usually a preaching service, I'll take those who's going to preach if they're not regular here in, and we'll have prayer with them. And one of the things I tell them is this: you preach God's word. That's what I want from you. I don't want men honored. I want Jesus Christ lifted up and honored. That's what I tell them. Now, I'm just saying to you, I want Christ honored. Men don't deserve that kind of honor. We're to honor men. We're to be a blessing to them and honor them. Yes, we are. This coming week, this next week, you know what we're going to do? We're going to certainly honor some of those that serve faithfully in the ministries, but we're not going to overdo the honoring. We're going to be thankful for those who have been used of God down through the years. That's a right and proper thing for us to do. I believe that's proper. But honor and glory must always go to Jesus Christ. And a landmark that we've established here is he receives the glory and the honor and the praise. Let's pray. Father, thank you again today for your love for us and kindness to us. Once again, help us to stay steadfast, to hold to these landmarks, Father, that are right and proper and good and biblical. And Lord, help us to continue to stand as we should stand. Thank you for those who stood faithfully with us all these years. Help us now, Lord, as we go forward to serve you in the coming days. We thank you now in Jesus' name. Amen.